Juno and Junie were on a summer trip to Paris in France.
The Louvre stands near the Seine River in Paris. It's one of the most famous museums in the world.
Juno read from his travel book.
Let's go,
said his sister, Junie.
Nah, that art stuff is boring,
Juno said.
It's not just art. It's history that you learn about in a museum,
Junie said.
You love history class, don't you?
Visiting a museum can be magical. You can travel back in time to faraway worlds.
Hey, Junie, you're right,
Juno said.
It says here that the Louvre has artwork from ancient times,
he added.
Come on, let's go there.
Juno and Junie entered the Louvre. They walked through a glass pyramid.
Pyramids were tombs for kings and queens in ancient times,
Junie said. This pyramid was new. It was built in 1989 by Yao Ming Pei. Once inside, Juno and Junie bought tickets for a museum tour. The first stop on the tour was to see the Mona Lisa, painted by Leonardo da Vinci. The Mona Lisa is a portrait of a woman with a secret smile.
No other painter has captured a woman's smile like Leonardo da Vinci,
the tour guide said.
In 1911, a man walked into the Louvre, lifted the painting off the wall, and vanished with it.
Stolen?
Junie asked.
The painting was gone. The whole world was in shock,
the guide said.
2 years later, the painting was found. It was returned to the Louvre. Today, the Mona Lisa is well guarded.
Next, Juno and Junie walked through the Grand Hall of Paintings.
Wow! What is this?
Junie said.
It's called Liberty Leading the People,
said a man nearby. They stood before a large painting of a woman who was raising a flag.
In 1830, Eugene Delacroix painted this to honor the new ruler of France, Louis Philippe,
the tour guide said.
Until then, the people of France had been fighting the old king for their freedom and liberty.
Oh, so the woman is named Liberty,
Junie said.
She is leading her people to freedom.
Yes, very good,
said the guide. The tour then moved to an ancient Greek statue called the Venus de Milo.
The Venus de Milo was carved in 100 BC. Venus is the goddess of love,
the guide said.
I can see why. She's beautiful.
Juno blushed. Near her stood another beautiful statue from Greek mythology, Eros and Psyche.
Like the Venus de Milo, Eros and Psyche is a symbol of love and beauty,
the guide said.
Look, they are kissing and holding each other,
Junie said.
It looks like the girl is being woken up,
Juno said.
You're both right. Eros is waking Psyche with a kiss, She fell into a deep sleep after smelling a magic perfume.
The guide said, Juno and Junie also visited the Wonders of Egypt exhibit. In ancient times, Egypt was ruled by kings called pharaohs.
Look at the large sphinx,
Junie said.
It has the face of a pharaoh, but the body of a lion.
The sphinxes were large stone statues that protected holy temples. The word sphinx means monster in Egyptian. Sphinxes kept enemies and evil spirits from the temples,
the guide said. After looking around the large sphinx, Juno and Junie visited the last part of their tour, the fortress.
In the basement of the museum is a medieval fortress built in 1190. The fortress is the heart of the Louvre. It was built to keep out enemies,
the guide said.
This fortress protected the city. It had many stone walls and watchtowers to keep enemies away.
She added,
Cool,
Juno said. The fortress got the name Louvre from the ancient word for fortified castle.
The Louvre protected the city for 200 years. Then, in the 1300s, the French king turned the fortress into a royal castle. He filled the halls of the Louvre with art,
the guide said.
In 1793, the Louvre became a public museum. The history of the Louvre continues today. Projects are underway to make it the largest museum in the world,
she added. At the end of their tour, Juno and Junie were excited to go home and tell their family all about their day.
Now, I can't wait to go back to Korea,
Juno said.
Why is that?
Junie asked.
Because I want to see our famous museums to learn more about our history,
Juno said.
What a great idea!
Junie smiled. If you can't take a faraway trip to explore a museum, why not visit the museums in your own town? The National Museums of Korea are great places to visit. There is a world of adventure hidden in the secrets of art and history. Start your travels today.